East 49th Street's in a residential section of New York City. There are a few restaurants and pubs on the block, but mostly it's one apartment building after another. Not the fancy, expensive ones. These are smaller places where young couples and single people live. Edwina Duke lived in one of the apartments on East 49th. She was from Scotland and worked as a waitress. Nobody in the building knew her very well. She was pleasant and kept pretty much to herself. Valerie Clifford had been living right below her for 2 years. Miss Clifford had no complaints about her upstairs neighbor. They knew each other by name, but neither ventured to pursue the friendship any further. But one night last January, Miss Clifford had trouble getting to sleep because of a loud radio in Miss Duke's apartment. Finally, the music stopped, and she thought no more about it until the next night when the same thing happened again. And the next night. And the next. Finally, Miss Clifford tried to call her upstairs neighbor, but no answer. She wrote her a note a few days later, but it too went unanswered. Her annoyance finally turned to concern. She called the building manager. Well, he couldn't be bothered. And a couple of weeks later, she called him again. He'd lost the spare key, and it would take a few more days to get one made. But finally, he went up to check. The music was on, coming from a clock radio that was timed to play only at certain hours. Miss Duke was in the room, but she was dead. She had died 7 weeks earlier, and no one even knew. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. Now I wish I could tell you that I made that story up, but I didn't. I never knew Miss Edwina Duke, but somehow I feel a little guilty. Guilty because, maybe it's because I'm a part of a society that ignored her. We failed to answer when she was silently crying out for help. And there must have been signs, aloofness, the fears. By these she was sending up an SOS. Wasn't it Thoreau who said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation"? In the case of Edwina Duke, nobody was sensitive enough to see the signs of desperation. And the ultimate tragedy is, somebody did care. And that's one of the reasons Heartbeat's on the air. It's to share with you the fact that somebody cares, really cares about you and your life and your problems and your fortunes and your destiny. There's only one thing worse than having no one who cares. And that's to have somebody who does care, and you never know it. I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.